Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book 50 Strategies to Boost Cognitive Engagement, Creating a Thinking Culture in the Classroom by Rebecca Stobaugh is a compelling resource for educators committed to fostering an environment that encourages and enhances the cognitive development of students. In an era where critical thinking and problem-solving skills are more essential than ever, this book serves as a comprehensive guide for teachers seeking practical strategies to stimulate intellectual curiosity and nurture a thinking culture within their classrooms. Stobaugh provides a robust framework that integrates cognitive engagement with effective teaching practices, ensuring that students are not just passive receivers of information, but active participants in their learning journey. This book encompasses a wide range of strategies, each designed to deepen student learning and engagement, and empower educators to facilitate dynamic and interactive classroom experiences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding cognitive engagement. Cognitive engagement refers to the level of intellectual investment and active involvement a student exhibits in their learning process. It is a multifaceted concept that goes beyond achievements and academic performance, focusing instead on how students internalize, inquire, and apply the knowledge they acquire. Stobaugh highlights the distinction between surface-level engagement, where students simply complete tasks and assignments for compliance, and deep cognitive engagement, characterized by a genuine interest and exploration of subjects. This chapter emphasizes the importance of creating an educational environment where students are motivated to think critically and reflectively. By encouraging cognitive engagement, teachers can cultivate a learning atmosphere that promotes curiosity and independent thought, which are crucial for developing lifelong learners. This section offers insights into the psychological and educational theories that underpin cognitive engagement, providing a foundational understanding that grounds the strategies discussed in the book. Secondly, strategies for encouraging inquiry-based learning. Inquiry-based learning is a pedagogical approach that places students at the center of their learning experiences, encouraging them to investigate and explore topics of interest deeply. Stobaugh presents numerous strategies for integrating inquiry into classroom practice, fostering an environment where questioning, exploration, and analysis are standard practices. By employing techniques such as open-ended questioning, research projects, and collaborative discussions, educators can stimulate curiosity and drive students to seek out knowledge actively. This chapter delves into the practical implementation of inquiry-based learning strategies, detailing steps and methodologies that teachers can adopt across various subjects and grade levels. The benefits of this approach are profound, as it not only enhances cognitive engagement, but also helps students develop critical thinking skills. Moreover, the strategies encourage students to take ownership of their learning, leading to more meaningful and lasting educational experiences. Stobaugh provides examples and case studies that exemplify successful inquiry-based learning environments, demonstrating the tangible impact of these strategies in fostering a thinking culture. Thirdly, implementing higher-order thinking strategies. Higher-order thinking strategies are essential for promoting deeper understanding and cognitive growth in students. In this section, Stobaugh explores various techniques that challenge students to go beyond mere memorization and recall, pushing them towards analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. She discusses strategies such as Bloom's taxonomy, problem-solving scenarios, and Socratic questioning, all of which serve to elevate their cognitive engagement to new heights. Implementing these strategies requires educators to design activities that compel students to apply concepts to new situations, draw connections between ideas, and critique or justify their reasoning. By embracing higher-order thinking strategies, teachers can help students develop essential skills such as critical thinking, creativity, and metacognition. Stobaugh emphasizes the role of the educator as a facilitator in this process, guiding students through thought-provoking activities and encouraging self-reflection and dialogue. The chapter provides actionable steps and lesson plan suggestions that incorporate these strategies effectively across disciplines. Fourthly, creating a collaborative classroom environment. Collaboration is a key element in fostering a cognitively engaging and supportive learning environment. Stobaugh dedicates a section to exploring how collaborative learning can significantly enhance cognitive development by encouraging communication, teamwork, and problem-solving skills. This chapter offers a variety of strategies to build a classroom culture where cooperation and peer interaction are integral parts of the learning process. Techniques such as group projects, peer teaching, and discussion forums are highlighted as ways to nurture a sense of community and collective responsibility among students. Stobaugh also addresses the challenges that may arise in collaborative settings, such as group dynamics and ensuring equal participation, providing solutions and techniques for effective classroom management. By creating a collaborative environment, educators can support the development of students' social skills alongside their cognitive abilities, preparing them for real-world situations where teamwork and communication are crucial. Lastly, using technology to enhance cognitive engagement. In the digital age, technology offers unprecedented opportunities to enrich the teaching and learning experience. Stobaugh explores how integrating technology into the classroom can provide diverse and dynamic avenues for cognitive engagement. This chapter discusses the use of educational technologies such as interactive whiteboards, online learning platforms, educational apps, and virtual reality experiences, all of which can significantly enhance students' engagement and participation. By leveraging technology, teachers are able to create immersive learning experiences that go beyond traditional methods, allowing students to engage with content in innovative ways. Stobaugh provides insights into selecting appropriate technological tools that align with learning objectives and offers guidance on their effective implementation. Moreover, she addresses the potential pitfalls of tech integration, such as over-reliance on gadgets or the digital divide, offering strategies to mitigate these challenges. The effective use of technology in classrooms can lead to enhanced student motivation, improved outcomes, and a more personalized learning journey. In conclusion, 50 Strategies to Boost Cognitive Engagement by Rebecca Stobaugh is an essential read for educators at all levels who are seeking to transform their classroom into a hub of critical thinking and active engagement. The book is particularly valuable for teachers who wish to harness effective strategies that promote deeper intellectual involvement and foster a thinking culture. Whether you are a seasoned educator looking to reinvigorate your teaching methods, or a new teacher aiming to establish a strong foundation for your educational practice, the book offers a plethora of insights and practical applications. It emphasizes the importance of moving beyond traditional teaching to embrace approaches that stimulate intellectual curiosity and empower students as independent learners. By adopting the strategies outlined in this book, educators can create an environment that not only addresses the cognitive needs of their students, but also prepares them for future challenges and opportunities in a rapidly changing world. The value of fostering a thinking culture extends beyond academics. It equips students with the critical thinking and problem-solving skills necessary for success in life. If you would like to support Rebecca Stobaugh, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.